Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. And as we move through the holidays and get ready for 2016, you know, every year we pray that it will get better, that we will get better, that we will do the things that God has called us to do. And sometimes we need a little help with that. We really do. Dr. Toni Alvarado joins us. She is co-pastor of Grace Church International here in the metro area. And good morning, Dr. Toni.
Good morning, Twanda. Good morning. I'm glad to be on with you today.
Amen. Amen. First of all, talk about your ministry a little bit.
Yes. Well, I am the co-pastor of Grace Church International. We're located at 3434 Pleasantdale Road right here in Atlanta, DeKalb County. My husband and I have been pastoring now for 23 years, mm-hmm. going on 24 years. Coming up in June of 2016, we'll be celebrating our 24th pastoral anniversary. And we're excited about
awesome.
The work that God has called us to do in pastoral ministry. We're also, we do a lot of work in education. My husband and I are both full-time professors of theology and Bible, and we're also, we just recently started a, we're in the process of having our ministry institute accredited with ATS to offer a master's degree in ministry and theology, and we're just excited about what the Lord is doing in and through us.
That's great. That is phenomenal. I remember you guys from 20 years ago just starting out, and I say, what a dynamic couple. But you yourself, I mean, God has given you so many gifts and talents, and you're definitely helping the body with those things. You coach.
Yeah.
And you said you're an educator, and you coach.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah,
well, actually, I got involved in coaching when I was working on my doctor of ministry degree mm-hmm. at Regent University in Virginia Beach. And I took a course entitled The Ministry of Coaching. It was a part of my curriculum there. And it just kind of lit a fire in me for coaching. And then I went from there. While I was working on my doctor of ministry degree, I actually decided to go on and become a certified coach. And so I am a certified coach and coach trainer through Life Forming Leadership Coaching in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Awesome.
And so I've been involved in coaching now about 10 years. I actually was certified in 2005. And from there, I started my organization, My Sister's Keeper Foundation for Women, mm-hmm. and we run a 9-month leadership and life coaching program for women, and we also have some other programming. We have a scholarship program that we assist women with their with some financial resources to complete their secondary and postgraduate education. We do work with single mothers with helping with extracurricular activities for their children, and then we also now just expanded our work to include partnering with middle schools, elementary schools, high schools, and colleges in our MSK Next Generation program, mm-hmm. where we're involved in helping girls and young women with self-esteem issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, so mm-hmm. I'm involved in coaching on multiple levels,
yes.
and mainly through My Sister's Keeper Foundation and through the work that I do with women.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You have a 21 coaching principles for accomplishing your dreams, which by the time this airs will have already kicked off. But can people kind of join in whenever they can?
Yes, you can follow me on Periscope mm-hmm. for that series that I'm doing on Periscope. I began that series. Actually, it is I'm teaching principles from my new book. I just released a book entitled Stoking the Fire of Your Dreams. And the purpose of the book is to help people understand how to continue to, number one, dream, because we live in a world where if you're not careful, life will put out our fire as it relates to our dreams and the purpose that God has destined for our lives. And so sometimes because of life and things that happen in our lives, situations and circumstances that are sometimes beyond our control, it often puts a ceiling on us and causes us to think that we cannot press past failures, press past disappointment and fears in order to accomplish the dreams and the visions that are in our heart. And so I wrote a book entitled Stoking the Fire of Your Dreams. And in that book, I share coaching principles to help you, number one, keep your dream alive and to accomplish the dreams that are in your heart.
I understand that it is a book of blogs and exercises, coaching exercises for
I share wisdom from my own life, from my own journey. I share wisdom and nuggets to help you navigate those moments in your life that determine our level of success in life. We talk about significant relationships and vital moments in decision making, transition, change. How do we manage change? How do we manage transition? How do we deal with moments when we feel like we're stuck and unmotivated or discouraged toward accomplishing our dreams? So the goal of the book is to share inspirational messages that will encourage you while you are pursuing your dreams. And so I did include some coaching exercises such as dream inventory, identifying dream busters, overcoming obstacles, identifying resources, and developing your dream team. Because you don't accomplish a great dream without having a good team on board. And so all of those things are nuggets that I share in the book, overcoming failure, reframing failure, and looking at those areas of our lives in order to help us accomplish our dreams.
Now, that the book is for men and women, correct?
Yes, it is. So, it's for men and women of all ages, ethnicities, economic backgrounds, because we all grapple with this major question. How do I support others in fulfilling their dreams without sacrificing my own dreams and living an unfulfilled life? How do I carve out and give expression to my own unique design while assisting and helping and giving great ideas to others? Many people, we spend much of our lives investing, sometimes the best years of our lives, pursuing the dreams that others have created for us, when in fact God has created each and every one of us with our own purpose, with our own destiny. While our destinies may be connected, they're not often identical. And so how do I carve out my own identity and pursue my own dreams while supporting others in pursuing their dreams?
Now, you know, didn't you do a conference called Finish Strong? Did you do a Finish Strong conference?
Actually, no, I didn't do a Finish Strong conference. Actually, that's the title of my Periscope series, Finishing the Year Strong. The conference that we just did was Comfortable in Your Own Skin.
Oh, that was it. That's right.
Comfortable in Your Own Skin conference. We just did that in October. My organization, My Sister's Keeper Foundation for Women, we hosted that at the Rockdale Career Academy in Rockdale County. And we did it at the school, and we made it free for middle school and high school girls. We made it very nominal for college students, and we had over 100, well over almost 200 women and girls attend this conference, and it was phenomenal. And the essence of that conference really was to build the self-esteem of our girls and women who suffered with the idea of being comfortable in your own skin. It was actually motivated out of a Facebook message that I received from a school teacher in Houston, Texas, where a fourth grade girl in her class had raised her hand one morning and said she wanted to go home and commit suicide because she did not like the fact that she was dark skinned. And it resonated so with me because being a dark skinned woman myself, I can identify with growing up with low self-esteem because of my skin color and not feeling comfortable and not feeling that I was pretty or beautiful or that I was significant, and being teased about being dark-skinned or being thin or skinny, if as they would say, and growing up with those managing those emotions, and so I was led to go to Houston, Texas, and I spent an entire day with the school there with second, third grade, fourth grade girls in the school, talking about self-esteem issues and helping them become comfortable in their own skin. And so we came back, and I met with my board, and we decided to do a conference around that issue. And we looked at some systemic and societal impositions that are placed on women and girls as it relates to beauty and image and those type of things. And we tried to tear down some of those stereotypes and societal impositions and help girls understand that beauty emanates from within and then without.
Right.
And so that whole idea of being comfortable in your own was the motivation for the conference.
Okay, so let's tell everybody about your Periscope event that's going on, the 21 Coaching Principles for Accomplishing Your Dreams. Perfect timing.
Yes,
from
perfect
the end
timing
of the
because
year going
oftentimes
into the new year.
We come into the year. We come into the year with all type of New Year's resolutions and things and goals that we set for the year. And then by the time we get to October, November, we're assessing or reassessing where we are, and then we're looking at the year coming into the new year. And so the idea of ending strong is to assess where you are and then begin to look at where you're trying to go in the new year and hopefully help you come into the year with some tools and some strategies for accomplishing your dreams. And so the idea of finishing strong and the coaching principles that I will share will help you assess where you are with accomplishing the dreams that you came into 2015 with, and hopefully helping you go into 2016 with some real strategies for accomplishing your dreams so that you don't get to the end of another year and feel like you did not at least accomplish one or two things that you started out to accomplish in the new year.
That's so true. Now, they can catch you on Periscope when?
You can catch me on Periscope. I've been on Periscope now for, I started on December 10th, and I'll be doing this series until December 31st. And so you can get on at any point. I'll be on there every morning at 10 a.m., and you can follow me at Dr. Tony G.A. on Periscope, at Dr. Tony G.A. You can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Tony G.A., and then you can also find me on Facebook at Antoinette Alvarado.
All right. One more thing we need to talk about, so many things, is that you have a conference coming up in January, Harmonizing Your Life Self-Care Retreat. Now, talk about self-care, first of all.
Okay. Self-care has been a personal value for many years in my life. And what I have found is that each year it has become increasingly difficult to maintain this value without a degree of intentionality and focus. And so I recognize that as women, we wear many hats. Myself, I'm a wife, I'm a mother of three now young adult teenagers and young adult children. I'm a pastor. I'm a preacher. I do itinerant ministry. I'm speaking and teaching in conferences around the country and internationally. I am a professor. I'm a coach. I'm CEO of a nonprofit organization. I'm a sister. I'm a daughter to my mother. Mm-hmm. And so we wear so many hats, and we often find ourselves depleted at the end of a calendar year. And so I recognize that when our plates are full, we seldom stop to reflect, refresh, refocus, and re-energize ourselves for the upcoming year. A few years ago, I started thinking about this issue of balance. You know, we're always talking about how do you maintain balance. Mm-hmm. And I've come to find out, Twanda, that balance is a really elusive animal, and it's very hard to maintain balance. And so I really have decided to trump balance, and I really opt for the option of harmonizing, because I believe that harmony is a musical term where, when you listen to a musical score, you see a lot of things happening in a musical score. There's a rest. There's all type of things that go on. There's one line is doing one thing, one line is doing another thing. But there is a way to harmonize things in such a way that even though it may in the beginning look like a cacophony, eventually with the right breaks and with the right pauses and with the right conducting, you can make a very musical artistic piece come out of something that may sound like or may look like a cacophony in its beginning, in its inception. And so I have opted for harmonizing my life. And this self-care retreat is designed to help women practice the art of self-care. Many women report being overcommitted. We fight feelings of guilt when we have to say no to other people's expectations. We report many of us have out-of-control schedules. We lack the support that we need for life and work demands. And so the whole idea is that we're going to come together in a weekend retreat. We're going to be meeting at the Evergreen Marriott Conference Resort Center in Stone Mountain, Georgia, a beautiful setting. And we're going to actually share in some self-care focus sessions. We're going to practice the art of self-care. I've invited some holistic professionals to come in and talk to us about self-care and health practices, how to live, eat right, exercise, all that stuff that we need to maintain balance and bring harmony in our lives. And then when we're going to leave with each woman will leave with a personalized self-care plan for the year. And I'm real excited about this retreat.
Mm-hmm. Very important. Tell folks how they can register and learn more, because they can stay there or they can drive in, right?
Yes, they can stay there or they can drive in. And the conference, you can register for the conference and get more information about the conference at drtonyalvarado.com. Real simple. Just go to www.drtonyalvarado.com. Dr. Tony Alvarado.
Okay, you saying that, but
make
spell
sure
it
you
out.
Spell Alvarado
spell
right.
Spell it right. Go ahead and spell that, okay? All of it.
D-R-T-O-N-I-A-L, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, R as in Robert, A as in Apple, D as in Dolly, O as in Oscar.
All right. DrTonyAlvarado.com. Don't forget about Periscope every day, 10 a.m. for the 21 Coaching Principles for Accomplishing Your Dreams. And, of course, you can go to DrTonyAlvarado.com and learn more about what she's doing, about her book, all the other things that she's doing, probably about the Institute that's coming up as well. And we thank you so much for all you do for women and girls and for the body of Christ and those who are not in the body of Christ. Because
yes,
I'm sure you
yes,
do a
yes.
lot
and
outside
I,
of that as
you
well.
You know, I just believe the world is our parish.
Mm-hmm.
And Wesley said, the world is our parish. And so whatever we can do to impact our present generation, we only have a short span of time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is that you're called to do, and whatever it is you feel like your heart has, that God has put in your heart to do and to accomplish, this is the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's stop waiting on someone else to do it for us, and let's take the bull by the horn and just move forward. Stoke the fire of your dreams. Don't allow life and life circumstances to put out the fire of your dreams, and you can accomplish everything that God has put in your hand to do.
All right, Dr. Tony Alvarado, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.